Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order. It is May the 10th at 6:08 p.m. And Matt, can I ask you to call the roll, please?
Sure. Member Flanagan?
Present.
Member Frederick?
Here.
Member Kwan?
Here.
Member Lauber?
Here.
Member Manning?
Here.
Member Moreau, Chairman Vasquez.
Here, and thank you. And just to let you know that I did see and receive an email from Barbara Morrell that due to work commitments, she's not able to attend, so she won't be here. Okay, next item, if the public comment, I'm looking, I don't see anybody else on this Zoom other than us. Matt, did you get any written comments from any public?
I did not.
Okay. All right, then. So that then takes us to the next item on the agenda would be the approval of the March, and let's take them one at a time, the approval of the March 8, 2023 minutes of our last, of that meeting. I'll entertain a motion to approve and a second.
So moved.
Okay. Lydia, do you have a second?
Second.
Okay. Helen? Okay. Any discussion?
Yes.
On the minute? Go. Okay. Helen, well, I didn't know if you were, had something to say about the minutes.
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hearing none, no discussion then. You want to call the roll, Matt, on the approval of the March 8, 2023 minutes?
Member Flanagan?
Can you repeat that? Matt?
Member Flanagan?
Flanagan, Jim.
It froze.
Oh, it is he like frozen?
It looks like it's frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Member Frederick?
Oh, yeah, he's frozen. Look, come on.
Member Kwan?
Yeah. Yes.
Member Lauber?
Dan, I heard you say, I didn't hear you. I saw you move your mouth.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Member Manning?
Yes.
Chairman Vasquez?
Yes. Thank you. And if Jim comes back, we can ask him, but we got a majority vote on it. The next would be the April 12th. 2023 meeting minutes. Do I have a motion to approve and a second?
Motion to approve.
Oh, a second.
Okay, so Helen and Lydia seconds. Is there any discussion about those minutes? If not, can you please call the roll on the minutes, Matt? Please.
Second.
Oh, okay.
Member Flanagan, we're calling a vote for the April minutes right now.
Hear me?
We can hear you. Jim, we didn't hear if you were okay with the minutes, the April 12th, 2020.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Here. Member Frederick?
Yes.
Member Kwan?
Yes.
Member Lauber?
Since I wasn't present, I believe I have to abstain.
Member Manning?
Yes.
Chairman Vasquez?
Yes. Okay. All right, then this takes us to the old business, which is, again, the final report and consideration of a possible action. I know Matt sent out the last version of the report on Friday. So we got that out as soon as we could to everyone to look over for the weekend. This was based as a follow-up from our meeting on April the 12th. We incorporated all the changes that were discussed at that meeting and then sent out to everyone. So if there's any additional comments or questions about it, otherwise, I think we talked about approving this report as the final report that will go to the Village Board of Trustees. So, Dan, I see you raising your hand.
Yeah, I just got three things. One, seriously, on the cover, please take out the parentheses Village and AFC. That I've never seen anything like that anywhere. And you can, you know, you can put those acronyms right there in the letter to Board of Trustees. You can put one of them there and in the executive summary, but there's really no need to put it on the front cover. And then you should know on page 18, the 2020 census demographic profiles are going to be released on May 25th. And I'd like to suggest that we just automatically replace the any data in this table there that will be updated by the census, because it's more reliable than the American Community Survey, that we just automatically update that information there and update the footnote for it.
Okay.
Might, while you're at it, you might want to get rid of the underline on village-wide demographic, and you might want get rid of the dash for non-binary under village-wide demographic. Then I just have one question. I'm page 33. If someone could explain what is meant by item two, the introductory paragraph on item two. I just don't know what is meant by an age-friendly framework for the Zoning Board of Appeals. And I think it would be very good if we had some rough idea of what is meant by that, in case anyone on the Village Board or a citizen should happen to ask what we're talking about. If someone could explain it.
Are you on 32 or 33?
33.
Where exactly?
Item two.
Right. Yeah. Two is the fourth line where it says age-friendly framework.
I mean, what would be an example?
Right. I'm trying to recollect who, where the actual language came from. Matt, can you help me in terms of that? Because I didn't. But okay.
I mean,
if not, I would just. Yeah, age-friendly framework.
Leave it in. I just want to make sure that you're able to give. You know, if someone asks, you can give an example of what we're talking about there.
I would say that any age-friendly framework would be any zoning changes that would be accommodating to age-friendly initiatives. It could be the housing issues or any building code issues that are restricting options for an age-friendly community.
Okay.
And I think some of this was also part of a discussion we had at some point about potentially creating a rubric for the village to use. And so maybe there might be, we could put a footnote or something to say that, you know, mm-hmm. like a rubric or a checklist could be created and provided. I think also the framework too of just the general ARP model, right? Like, is it inclusionary? Are we, you know, what pieces or what parts of the domain can the zoning building and zoning think about when they develop their codes? Is it housing, right? Is it, you know, I don't know.
Okay, that's all I've had. You know, again, I urge us to, I just don't know why we have on that cover Village and AFC. It's unique.
Okay. That was, I'll take the responsibility for that. I put that in the cover because I thought that would be easier to see. Am I opposed to taking it out? That's fine. And leaving it at the first reference on the letter to the Board of Trustees, I'm fine leaving it there too and reference the village there. That's fine. That's no major objection for my part if somebody, unless somebody else does. And I think probably since it came from me, it's probably not a big issue there. So yeah, so if you're saying to take the acronym of village and the acronym of AFC from the cover, yeah, we can do that. That's no big deal to me.
Then the only other thing was
it's going to be
18 with the data. On page 18 with the data, do we want to just update the data when it comes out?
I don't know. That was, I didn't put that part of the report together. I just took it from what people had here. So,
No, I provided the data from what was available then, but the data from the census, 2020 census, will become available on May 25th. So, you know, we should be able to just update that data if you'd like.
Okay. Well, if
I'd be happy to update data, but I don't know that it should stop us from completing the report at this time.
Oh, no. I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying, you know, we could vote to complete the report, but then update the data when it becomes available on the 25th.
So basically, if I hear Dan, he's proposing that this report be final, voted to be final, subject to adding any updated data on May the 25th that comes out. Okay. So, and Jim, will you be able to do that or?
Well, Dan can do it, I think.
Okay. And so what's the, Dan, what's the cutoff point? It's May 25th. So if something doesn't happen, and I'm not saying it won't, then after the 25th, this will become, we're not going to make changes and it's going to go to the board, the village board then. Okay.
When's the next village board meeting?
May 22nd. It
is May 22nd.
So we either are going to make that meeting or we're going to make the June meeting, right?
Correct. And when, Matt, do you know off the top of your head when the next June meeting is?
I need to, let me check that. There's only one that month. Leave it as the first.
What's that? Oh, yeah, it's because... Wait, June the 12th is canceled, and June 26th, you're right. June 26th will be the next meeting. So if we don't meet it back May the 22nd, it's not going to hit till June the 26th.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Whereas what you could do is a motion to adopt this with the proviso that the data on the table on page 18 will be updated when it becomes available May 25th.
Okay. Well, that would be the motion for today if we do that, assuming everybody is okay with that. But I don't know. If I give it to the board for the May 22nd, it's going to be subject to that report. So I don't know. I'll talk to Kathy to see if she wants a report that may be changed. My guess is she's going to say no. If it's
final, are we expecting any material change in the demography?
Don't know. I'm guessing that the percentages on race and gender will be more accurate.
Okay.
Lydia, what do you
other
think?
Oh.
I mean, I think part of me feels like moving forward is important. I mean, if we put a clause, right, where the to be updated just as soon as the data come out, but I don't know that it needs to hold us up from presenting it to the board.
Right.
Okay. And then as far as like to go back to Dan's item on page 33 about clarification, we could footnote, I just was looking the even if we if the board were to ask for clarification, the National Association of Home Builders actually have like more tangible checklists, if you will, for aging in place, building and remodeling. So we could footnote that as a potential resource or reference if people were interested. And I can send you the link map to that.
Okay. 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 The send link. Okay. Okay. Then, Lydia, why don't you do me a favor and send Matt a link to the document or reference you're talking about for the age framework?
I'm doing that now in a private direct message.
Yeah, we'll make changes on the front cover, so we take the acronyms off. On page 18, we will remove the underlining under village-wide demographic at the top of the, and then not available, the dash hyphen that's after that, right? Okay. And that takes care of this. And then if there's an update on May 25th, then we will submit this to the board for the May 22nd board meeting and notifying them that the demographics may be updated as of, you know, on May 25th or when it comes out. Okay. Okay. Now, subject to those three items, does anybody else have any comments or fine tweaking of the document? Jim, were you going to say something?
No.
Okay, I didn't see your face, I just want to make sure. Okay,
thank you.
And Helen, since I don't see you either, do you have any comments or questions?
No addition to add there. Thanks, Rez.
Okay. Then I'll entertain a motion then to approve this report as final, subject to the three items of changes, modifications that Dan highlighted.
I'll motion.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Second from Helen. Okay, Matt, do you want to take the roll call?
Member Flanagan?
Yes.
Member Frederick?
Yes.
Member Kwan?
Yes.
Member Lauber?
Yes.
Member Manning?
Yes.
Chairman Vasquez.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. And then the next agenda item, next steps, discussion and village board presentation. When we give this report, I'm going to talk to Kathy about it, but I wanted to talk to all of you. Is this something you would be interested in, meaning do a slight presentation on the report? You know, slides or an outline like that, or just handing them the report, speaking for itself, and I highlight a couple of things on the report. And of course, you're all invited. If you want, I'll confirm, but I'm pretty sure we'll table it for the May 22nd board meeting. So I welcome all of you to come. And if that's the case, I'd be happy to obviously introduce all of you formally as part of the participants that put this report together. But if you are not planning to attend, I would still obviously credit all of you. Or if some of you just come, that's fine too, but I'll credit everyone who's on the committee that obviously we all participate in this report. So I definitely am not going to take the credit for this. It was a team effort, and I thank all of you for this. So, but Rez, then I didn't know what your thoughts were. Okay,
to that ahead, end, I don't know if everybody in the on the committee is aware that Ron Sherman has passed away.
Oh no!
Oh my God! No!
Oh.
No!
Yes!
Oh wow!
About a week and a half ago, and so I thought it may be appropriate to at least recognize the efforts of Ron and Chris Howery, who were both members of this committee before and contributed.
Jim, did Ron die in Florida? Did he move there?
He moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
And he got to Albuquerque. And so I was notified by Kathy and Pat Deedy. Okay. Pat Deedy and the Shermans were neighbors on Park Avenue. Okay. I guess it was sudden. I don't have any details. But I just know, I guess, very, you know, very saddened by the whole turn of events.
Can we recognize him in written format in the report?
Well, one option would be members to list him and Chris with the dates they were members.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Hmm.
Is a dedication appropriate in a report such as this, Dan?
I have no idea.
Or an acknowledgement or
something. Well, he's done a heck of a lot for this village. I do. We'll say that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can put on the back of the front cover in loving memory of Ron Sherman and all his contributions to the Village of River
Our
Forest.
Community, yeah, the Village of River Forest and surrounding communities. Because obviously his work with TripCom was on Wood Park and Forest Park as well. Very committed to it for years. So, we can work on that. I've got some great pictures of him when we did the tabletop at the Priory years ago, the tabletop exercises, just him up at the podium. But I'm sure we've got great pictures of him. So, words, Jim, whatever's appropriate.
I was going to say I'd be happy to do that. Or can you at least, and it doesn't have to be formal, like bullet points of all the contributions that he has given, since you may have more.
Yeah, I'd be happy to that. Put together a list.
Okay.
Great. Happy to.
No, that's a very good point. So yes, we can add them on the report too as well. And then acknowledge them. So, okay. Thank you. That's very good. And I did not know that.
What about our village staffers? We've had three. And I thought about that too.
Yeah.
You know, again, like Dan said, maybe their names and the dates.
Right. So we have Sarah Pfeiffer, Elijah
Pajora.
and then of course, who's this funny guy in front of us?
This illustrious man.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, it's not every committee that gets the village administrator, sir, you know, as a staff member.
Yeah.
Cool.
Absolutely. Okay.
The meetings have moved back to in person. Is there still an option to join virtually if we're away or if we're traveling, or do you have to notify ahead of time if you're going to join virtually? Maybe that's a question for Matt.
No, the question is, I know the answer to that one. Although the board, we've been going back in person even before that, but officially now, May the 11th is the last day of the governor's proclamation. So the board, and I was going to say for this committee, if we have another meeting in June, this committee will have to be in person. The committee members do. Now, answering your question, Lydia, what we've been doing at the Village of River Forest at our board meetings, we do have Zoom. So the people from the public can join on Zoom. But the board members will be there in person. You can still come in person. People can still come in person, but they can also join by Zoom. So it's flexible for the public and the residents, but for the board, we're there in person. So
I ask only because I'll be traveling, but I'd love to be supportive.
Okay.
So if there's an option to join, I would like to join virtually. Absolutely. And then also, I can't remember if I sent it, but I think I prepared the rough outline of a PowerPoint presentation. So if you want me to work on that at all or help craft that up, I couldn't remember if I
that would be perfect.
It.
I did get that.
That would be perfect.
Okay, good.
I would appreciate that.
Great.
I thought I did.
It's bare bones. It's there, but it's at least, you know, sometimes it's easier to look at slides with something on them versus nothing.
Okay, absolutely. And then at that point too, I also plan to acknowledge all of you, as well as now Ron Sherman and Chris Hari. And of course, I'm not saying this because it was Matt, but I was going to acknowledge the staff too for all of their inputs going back to Sarah as well. It was going to be a surprise for Matt, but go ahead, Dan.
Yeah. What time do the village board meeting start?
The village board meeting start at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So on May 22nd, it'll be at 7 p.m.
Okay. If I don't make it, it's because I'm doing a virtual public hearing in Coral Springs, Florida that night that starts at 5:30 our time. And I'm the main presenter, so I don't know what time I'm going to be on that.
Okay. Yeah. My guess in terms of timing for the board meeting at Village, we probably will be the first ones at the beginning. Because I note all the presentations are usually at the beginning of the board meeting, before even any of the action items, consent, and any of the action items take place. So I'm guessing between 7:15. And it also depends on the public comments, if there's people there to provide the public comment. And I'm not sure, Matt, do you know if there's any other recognition or presentation scheduled for May the 22nd off the top of your head?
We do have a few promotions and appointments for the police and fire at the beginning
okay.
of the meeting that will be taking place.
Okay. So subject to that, probably 7:15, unless there's public comment, that would extend it beyond 7:15. So just to give you some timing, Dan, and for everybody here. So if you come or attend by virtually, and you can stay for the whole meeting, but I'm assuming then this will probably be done at the beginning, and for sure done by 7:30, I'm pretty sure. But go ahead. Oh, I don't know. Lydia, were you going to say something?
I was just going to ask, once it's presented to the board, I guess it's up to the village what they want to do with the report and the data and the information. But I know that various people in the community and through the township have asked if we would be doing any sort of presentations at the library or a way to kind of get this information out to people who are interested in learning more or making the report available. And so I didn't know if how that would work, if we could just consider it for how we would disseminate some of that information.
And just so you know, Lydia, I did tell Betsy a couple of times that we would share the report with her and then start seeing if there are activities we can do together, coordinated with Oak Park, senior services as well, library, and start rolling this out as well. Whether they want, definitely sharing the report so they see it, and then meeting with them if there's activities that they think that we can somehow get together. I plan to send them to the school districts as well, River Forest and Oak Park River Forest High School. So they have a copy of it, and Park District as well, because I know they do some activities. So trying to get the word out is fine. And it's not limited only to Oak Park. I thought of Forest Park, Maywood, all our neighboring villages as well, to see a copy. Also with the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus, their age-friendly collaborative, I was going to share it there too, provide them a copy of that. And that usually goes out to all the mayoring and the villages within the region close by and all the suburbs around us. So trying to disperse it, and we'll make it available on our website as well. And in terms of if they want presentations, yes. And it's not just limited to me. So if one of you want to also volunteer for that too, the more the merrier, that's great. And if there's other opportunities, you see that we can probably promote this, this is fine too. I'm just also going to share it with our local AARP rep to see what we've done. And next steps, I thought of talking to Brad Warwick. I think he came early on during our committee and talking to him what next steps would be good to from his perspective and in terms of rolling this out. And I think I shared with you that AARP had a change of leadership. So the direction when we first started was a lot different than in those days than it is now. Now it appears they're more of a resource, giving us copies of documents that other people are doing, where when before they were more like taking the lead on helping us become more recognized, helping us what we should do for next steps. In terms of continuing to seek our recognition, not only as an age-friendly community, but also now an age-friendly in terms of our recognition and enhancing that. But reaching out to the AARP current rep, I'm not feeling the same love, so to speak. They keep sending the same articles that we used to get like 2-3 years ago. So I'm not sure they're that active in terms of that, other than just sending us more booklets and stuff like that. So I'm working with the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus to see if we can go a little higher than our local leadership to see what we can do in terms of that, if anything can be done. So that's still in progress. So. But we don't have to stop here, just to let you know, too. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm using AARP as the excuse. We will still work once this report gets done. We're going to start working and leveraging the village to try to do some of the activities we're recommending in terms of that. And, of course, it's always a live document and interactive, meaning just because this report says what it says, it doesn't stop us from moving forward with other new ideas that come from other senior services agencies, recommendations from our group as well. So it doesn't stop with this report. So just to share.
Thanks, Wes.
Okay. And does anybody else have any questions for? I just don't want to skip anybody.
No.
Okay. All right. All right then. We'll follow up then with an email to all of you, but I'm just to confirm May 22nd is still, and I'm almost sure it will be, that we'll present this report unless something big comes up that gets in the way, but I don't anticipate that. Lydia, if you sent us the outline, that'd be great. We can use that as the outline, and we'll share that with everybody as well, so there's no surprises. I'm going to work on with Matt in terms of the acknowledgements. Jim, whatever, again, it can be an informal bullet points of all the Ron Sherman accomplishments. So I'm happy to, not happy to acknowledge him, but happy to say something on his behalf, although it's a sad, bad news, so to speak. But and I'll include Chris Hartley as well as the staff who worked on this project too. And of course, needless to say, all of you for all your efforts on this too. It won't go acknowledged.
I'll get that over to you as soon as possible, Russ.
Okay, no problem, Jim. Thank you. I have an item for new business, but I don't know if there will be new business. So other than any updates after the meeting. I put June the 14th as a possible meeting, but that would have to be in person if we decide we need to go back and meet on something. If there's no other questions or comments or suggestions, we can adjourn if you'd like. Okay, hearing none.
I'll move. So moved.
Okay, so Dan moves to adjourn. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, Jim seconds. Okay, Matt, you're going to take the roll call, but before you do it, again, I want to thank all of you for all this, all your efforts in putting this together as well. And I know it became a little, I don't want to say heated, but there's always good advocacy, and I define that as passion. Passion for this effort and senior services and all we do. We just may approach it a little differently in personality, but I still see it as we all have the passion in serving our seniors in River Forest and beyond. So thank you for that. So, okay, with that, Matt, I'll ask you to recall the roll.
Member Flanagan?
Yes.
Member Frederick?
Yes.
Member Kwan?
Yes.
Member Lauber?
Yes.
Member Manning?
Yes.
And Chairman Vasquez?
Yes. Okay. Thank you and good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rez.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.